understand the interactions between the gopis and Krishna. He is supposed to be Atmaram, yet he feels pain in separation for Sri Radharani. How does that happen?
The question is that Krishna is Atmaram. He's satisfied within himself. How does he feel pain and separation? Because Radharani is part of himself. Radharani is part of Krishna. She's Antaranga Shakti. Antaranga means his internal potency, his Ladini Shakti. So in the separation from Radharani, Krishna feels incomplete. The source of his Atmaramata, who is the source of his Atmaramata? The source of his Atmaramata is Radharani. Atmaramata is a Shakti, it's a state of being. A state of being self-satisfied. What is that principle of self-satisfaction? The principle of self-satisfaction is Ladini Shakti. And Shakti is separated from him, but Radharani is not with him. That's why Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Radharani is called
Madan Mohan
Mohini. Krishna bewilders Cupid, but Radharani bewilders the bewilderer of Cupid. So Krishna loses his source of his Atmaramata is Radharani. So in absence of Radharani, Krishna is not Atmaram. He's Dukhi. He's Atmadukhitam. He's not Atmaramata, he's Atmadukhita. He's Atma, he's unhappy. If you're not with the one you love the one you're with. I read a description of Capricorn. Capricorn. And my friend pointed out to me, you're like this. You're not with the one you love. You love the one you're with. Doesn't sound too loyal. Be careful, don't have a Capricorn lover. They're not too trustworthy. Here it ain't gone tomorrow, you know. I have an old female friend of mine. She pointed out, I was reading about Capricorn. You know what her nature? I said, what's her nature? I said, I'm not like that. Yes, you are. Sorry. I say, go easy to Biotown, say it's very difficult to change your nature, you know.